There is a question in the halakha. As we know, on Hagim, for example, Yom Tov, or for example, on Shabbat, let's say that comes out on Rosh Chodesh, whenever there's a Korban Musaf, we take out a second Sefer Torah. On Pesach, we take out the Sefer Torah, the second Sefer, and we read the Korban Musaf, whatever they brought on that day. On Rosh Chodesh, let's say, Rosh Chodesh came out on Shabbat, we would take out a second Sefer Torah, and we would read the Maftir, we would read the Korban Musaf that they brought on Rosh Chodesh. So the question is, every Shabbat they brought a Korban Musaf. So why don't we take out a second Sefer every Shabbat? We should read Parashat HaShavuah, and then take out a second Sefer, and read the Pesukim that talk about the Korban Musaf. There are three primary answers that are given to this question. One is that we only read Korbanot that have to do with sin offerings, Korban Hatat. Why? Because our reading is as if we brought it. So therefore, since we want kapara from a Korban Hatat, so therefore by reading it, it's as if we brought it, and therefore God atones us. But since the Korban of Shabbat was a Korban Olah, it wasn't a Korban Hatat, so therefore there's no reason to read it. We only read Korbanot that our reading should be considered if we brought it, and that would be an atonement. So Korban Olah we don't read. Another reason is because there's a rule that the Haftarah that we read every Shabbat usually follows the last reading. Whatever the last reading was, that's the theme of the Haftarah. So Tosfot says, if every Shabbat we'd read a second Sefer that talks about the Korbanot of Shabbat, that means every Haftarah would have to be a Shabbat Haftarah. So we weren't able to change up the Haftarot. We'd be stuck with the same Haftarah every week repeating Shabbat. The third answer is, which is probably the most easiest of the three answers, is normally we read Korban Musaf in the second Sefer because there's three Pesukim. So if there's three Pesukim, you could make an Aliyah. But if you look in the Torah, there's only two Pesukim on the Korban of Musaf of Shabbat. So you can't take out a Sefer Torah to only read two Pesukim. So it comes out, there's three answers. And on that last answer, there's a question. They say, okay, so why don't you start from a few Pesukim earlier? Don't read only the two Pesukim of Korban Musaf. Read right before the Korban Musaf of Shabbat, it talks about the Korban Tamid that they brought every day. So read a few Pesukim from there. They said, no, you can't read superfluous Pesukim, it has nothing to do with anything. You can't just add extra Pesukim. So therefore, since the primary subject is only two, we're stuck. I want to review the three reasons and then say a derash on it. The first reason is because it's a Korban Olah. Olah, we don't read because it's not atoning. We only read Uchalema Parim Sifatenu and Hatat. Second, we would be forced to read the same Haftarah every week because we always read the Haftarah based on the last Aliyah. And the third reason is because there's only two Pesukim and there's not an option to read a few Pesukim earlier because that's talking about the Korban Tamid, not the Korban Musaf. These three reasons are hinted in the Pasuk in the Torah. It says in the Pasuk by the Musaf, Olat Shabbat Meshabbato Al Olat Tamid Veniska. The three reasons are hinted. Number one, Olat. It's a Korban Olah. And therefore, since it's a Korban Olah, we don't read Korban Olah. Shabbat Meshabbato. We would be forced to read the same Haftarah, Shabbat Meshabbato, every week. Aye, so why don't you read it? It's only two Pesukim. Why don't you add Al Olat Tamid? You'd be forced to start from Olat Tamid. And that has nothing to do with the Shabbat. So therefore, the Torah is hinting to us the three reasons. Olat, Shabbat Meshabbato, and Olat Tamid Meshabbato.